This is your Northwest Report for Friday, January 13th. I'm David Sparks, and as you all probably know by now, President Obama just designated two new national monuments, including the Bears Ears Buttes in southeastern Utah and Gold Butte in Nevada. The monuments are Mr. Obama's latest effort to protect public lands and waters from development and to nail down as much of his environmental legacy as he can before Trump assumes the presidency on January 20th. In response, Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson voted for two pieces of regulatory reform legislation to prevent regulatory overreach by the Obama administration during its final days, and to return accountability and transparency to the federal regulatory process. I called the congressman's spokesperson, Nikki Wallace.
The president did something that a lot of us, particularly out here in the West, absolutely loathed, and that was sequestering two pieces of land. Would Congressman Simpson agree with that?
He would not, David. Congressman Simpson, as you know, worked very hard for almost 15 years to pass his Boulder-White Clouds bill. And he worked with Idahoans creating an Idaho solution to do it. And that's how these kinds of bills and managing land should happen. They should happen through the people of the states they impact and through Congress, not through an act of signing of a pen.
While we're talking about Washington, D.C., President-elect Donald Trump has announced his intention to nominate David Shulkin as his Secretary of Veteran Affairs. That leaves only Secretary of Agriculture as the only cabinet secretary left to be named by the incoming administration. David Sparks.